You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
It is time now for us to have a chat to Odette, and she will be talking to us in our series of Digital Transformation on Air series, and today she's going to be talking about where to advertise your products online. Hello, Odette. Welcome back.
Hi, Richard.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to see you as well, even though you look freezing.
I am. Look, I'm getting better. It's getting better. The hot water bottle is doing its thing. All of a sudden, I get like the cold shivers, and then I can't. It doesn't happen to me often, and then I just can't control it.
And you're unstoppable.
I look like the Duracell bunny's been wound up. Anyway, you're looking all nice and warm and cozy.
Totally. I'm not going anywhere without my thick winter jacket.
Yeah. All right. Now, tell us what you got.
So, today I thought we could have a chat about exactly where one can advertise online to include free options as well as paid for options. And it will also include some topics that we have touched on already, or should I say that we've unpacked either in detail or we've just had a quick snapshot view from a high level. I wanted to share with you a philosophy that I have about my business and how I advertise my business, which is to leave no stone unturned.
Mm-hmm.
I think when people have online businesses or even a brick and mortar business that you think, okay, I've got the shop now, people are just going to come and they're going to come in and buy from me and I'm going to be loaded overnight. And then you realize quickly that that is not the case. And so one needs to know where exactly to go and sell your product and service. And the key indicator there is who your target audience is. But if we were walking down a digital high street, just imagine walking in a virtual space and there's all shops along the road. How do we get people into those shops? And something we briefly touched on last week was radio.
Yes.
And I'm very proud to be saying that, you know, with this amazing opportunity that I've had with Zone Radio, I am feverishly completing my script and voiceover so that my campaign can start on the 1st of August, and I'm really excited about that. And I think each platform that we use for advertising has a different purpose.
Mm.
And the purpose of radio, community radio stations, is, as we were discussing the last time I was here, they act as a signboard on a very subliminal level.
Mm.
And we've mentioned before about placing our brand in our hand every day.
Mm.
And I think people underestimate, because they maybe lack confidence or they just worry that, you know, we don't want to reach out and ask for rates because we think, oh, I could never afford it anyway. But why don't you just surprise yourself and reach out to Zone Radio or a local radio station of your choice, but preferably Zone, and actually just ask them for their price list. I think you might be pleasantly surprised, as I have, and I'm really looking forward to my ad starting on 1st of August.
So are we.
Yes, it will be exciting, something new and different. And then, of course, a second platform that we have is WhatsApp for Business. That's more for, you know, beauticians, electricians, plumbers, and all sorts of people selling products. You can have all of your customer lists in your phone, and you can be updating people there using your WhatsApp status.
Mm.
I think I've even started using the WhatsApp status, which everyone who has your number in their phone will then see what it is that you've added to your status.
Mm.
It's very similar to stories that you have on Facebook and Instagram.
Can I just ask you a question there? With any of this, we've had this Poppy Act come out.
Yes.
Is there anything special people need to do on WhatsApp, who have WhatsApp for Business and they're running it at the moment or thinking of going there, that they have to do in terms of the Poppy Act?
For all of us, we need to have our privacy policies up to date and aligned with the Poppy Act. So everything needs to be aligned with that, and you can find a lot of information about that online. My personal opinion is that if people don't want to be hearing from you, that's how I feel about emails or WhatsApp groups. It's in my own control. I just unsubscribe.
Yeah.
So if you don't like the reach out, just unsubscribe.
Mm.
But I mean, I have my doubts whether the police are going to come and, you know, handcuff us and take us to prison with everything going on if you send a little broadcast message to your customers who love and support you anyway. I mean, everything is about supporting local and buying ethnic, ethical, buying ethically. So just, I think it's key to remember, and that might be another interesting topic, is don't spam and irritate people.
Just be responsible about what you do.
Don't do that. Yeah.
Well, the thing about that is it's almost self-governing because or self-regulatory, because the minute you start to spam people, that's when they say, well, I don't need any of this, and off they
go. Exactly.
So you want to keep them engaged, and you don't want to be spamming them so that you can keep them on your platform. So it takes responsible marketing and a responsible approach to those platforms. And my question, of course, is why I need the Poppy Act in the first place, but that's another conversation.
Yeah, it is. It would be very interesting to discuss that in more detail. And then obviously we've also discussed the different social media platforms, and I think people forget that even if you don't have a website or it costs too much for you to get one, there's a miniature website that you can build within Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok, Pinterest. And I know for a fact that Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn have a shop feature that you can upload manually all of your products. And LinkedIn, I found out this week, has a service page which is attached to the personal profile and a showcase page which is attached to the corporate profile. So go and explore those and get all of those platforms up to date, and just know that you can do a lot of free advertising on those platforms. And of course, you can also boost and do sponsored ads as well. Another area would be Google My Business, which I would like to unpack over one full session about all the different Google products. But that is definitely an area that you can go and explore. It also has an online shop feature. It basically works exactly the same as Facebook or Instagram. You just connect it to your social media scheduler and off you go. And when people are searching for your products, they will then see it popping up on Google as well. So that is another area I'd like to discuss just one session. There's Google Ads to include search, display, shopping, smart and discovery ads. There's also a lot of information that you can find online from Google directly in terms of how to advertise your products through Google Ads. And I recommend for beginners that you start with smart ads. It's something that you can even set up from your phone. We can unpack that when we talk about all of the Google products. These are quite interesting. We're moving on to resellers. You can get a brick and mortar reseller, i.e. you have your products and go and put them in a shop and they sell it for you. And then obviously they take a commission or a markup and they deal with the customers and the delivery and whatnot. And you also get virtual resellers such as Takealot. And I'm going to also include Takealot's direct competitor, which most people don't know about, who is everyshop.co.za.
Oh.
So as Takealot is, I think it's about 30% commission that you pay them to sell your products. Every shop is not as saturated as Takealot, and they are taking them on head on. So maybe go and have a look at everyshop.co.za. There is also bidorbuy.co.za. I have had our experiences on that platform for quite some time. It is generally not really the ideal place to have experiences, but it is definitely for products. They now have a travel page, so that suits our line better. But generally speaking, bidorbuy is where you would add products. They also take a little commission for whatever they sell on your behalf. Quite interesting. When I first started out, again, experiences are not suited to these platforms, but you could explore price comparison websites to include Price Check, Shop Mania, and also Smart Price. You would basically pay for clicks. It would be, I don't know, let's say R2 a click or R3 a click to have your feed uploaded and integrated with those platforms. Or maybe you just manually add the little bundle of products that you have, and then you would buy clicks from them for people to go directly to your website.
Okay, explain that, because I'm a bit confused about clicks. Do you pay when somebody actually clicks on your product?
Yes.
Or do you pay up front for so many?
Yes.
And then it runs the tally down, and then they tell you, look, you're running short, you need to up.
It depends on the site, but yeah. My assumption is that they would probably charge you up front, let's say 200 clicks for 400 Rand, and then you have your products on their platform, and that's when people are actually comparing prices of products like TVs, anything really, then your products would pop up, and if they choose yours, then that's when you would pay the 2 Rand for that click.
Okay, I see some problems there that do concern me, and I'm not going to raise them now, but one of them is that your competitor can just go along and click, 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 and cost you $400 and nothing happens.
Yes, they can do that. I do know with Google that you can exclude certain IPs, and my assumption is that I haven't used the price comparison websites for a long time, is that on price comparison sites, you would be able to do the same because the fraud is an issue.
Yeah.
But on Google, you can definitely block and exclude certain IPs that are just running through all of your clicks.
Okay. Well, the value here is that be aware that that is possible and do some research into how you can prevent it and whether it will work for you or not.
Yes, we can chat about that actually when we talk about fraud, which is where I've learned a lot of nasty lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Another area where I have made most, probably 80% of our turnover for Celestial Gifts came from, not anymore, rewards and loyalty programs. So we still have a very strong following and good traction using eBucks. You could also make contact with Greenbacks, which is Nedbank, Standard Bank Ucount. And another one we've used is Momentum Multiply, American Express, Absa Rewards, and there are a couple of others. So those would be companies to maybe contact to see if they're willing to put your products on their platform.
How does one go about doing that? Because we're talking now mainly about banks. I've heard you mention a couple of financial institutions. And like, you know, you try and get hold of somebody to sort out your overdraft and you can't speak to anybody. Where would you start?
Persistence.
Yeah. So go into your local branch and say, listen, this is what I want to do. Who do I speak to?
I think it would be a good idea to do a Google search and to find, you would actually put in the loyalty program name and just do deep searches from there to find out who would be the correct person to speak to about the product that you would like to have on their platform. And of course, they would charge you a commission on whatever they sell, or it has to incentivize the customer in some way why they would put it onto their site. Another area which we have touched on as well would be influencers, bloggers, vloggers, and ambassadors to ensure that they are relatable to your target audience. And just to mention here that existing customers who are already influencers or ambassadors or any of the above are best placed to be the influencer for your business. So get to know your customers. And if you identify someone who's loving your product and your service, then maybe approach them to see if they could be an ambassador or an influencer for your brand.
And sometimes they'll do it for nothing, but sometimes there'll be a fee.
Well, I like to, yes, there are those influencers who, I mean, someone sent me her rate card the other day and it was 11,000 Rand for a Facebook post and an Instagram post and an Instagram story. And I was like, that's not happening.
Mm.
And then I have another ambassador actually for our business who I approached he's just so in love with the experiences. He literally just hassles and hounds me the day before he wants to do something. And I just said, would you like to be our ambassador? And he was like, absolutely. And now I just sent him on free experiences and I send our videographer with him to get really cool content. So I'm not paying him. I'm just sending him on amazing experiences because that's his payment.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's important there just as a reminder that whoever it is who you assign needs to be relatable to your target audience. They really do need to have a lot of synergy there. Then two more maybe slightly more complex ideas to think about would be affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing is the process by which an affiliate earns a commission for marketing another person's or company's products. The affiliate simply searches for a product they enjoy, then promotes that product and earns a piece of the profit from each sale they make. The sales are tracked via affiliate links from one website to another. So there's special software involved with affiliate marketing. But if you have a website already, or and there's a certain product that you've seen that you like, you can connect all the banners to your site and make commission that way. Or you can attract affiliates who want to earn the commission from selling your product on their site.
So it's a two-way street. Yes. It works one way or the other.
Yes, okay. And that's how you can make money online. And my favorite one of all, just like influencers and ambassadors, is a reminder that customers are voices with legs. It costs a lot of money to attract a customer. Mm. And if they really, really love you, you get so much free advertising because they're recommending you. And that goes hand in hand with referral marketing, which is a word of mouth initiative designed by a company to incentivize existing customers to introduce their family, friends, and contacts to become new customers. And you'll see that with Uber or cloud storage or whatever, will say recommend a friend and get 50 rand off, blah, blah, blah. Mm. So that is a prime example of referral marketing. And of course, the cheapest one of all is just knowing that your customers are voices with legs. So make sure that they are, you know, happy when they're dealing with you and enjoying your products.
Because that can happen, that recommendation or referral can happen online by somebody being very excited about the experience. They go on their personal Facebook page and they're singing your praises, or they could be just bumping to somebody in the supermarket and start doing the same thing personally. So it can work very, very well in both the digital space and the real life space.
Yes, and then even more so, you can encourage them with an incentive of sorts. And people really work for those incentives. You can either incentivize them and the person they recommend, or you would just incentivize the person that they recommend, maybe get 10% off if you buy two, one for your friend and one for you. You can play in that space of creativity. But those are some key areas that I wanted to share as to how you can actually sell your products and your services online, either for free in a very clever strategic way, or of course, the paid for options like boosting posts, sponsored posts, and Google advertising.
The key thing here is it's not an either or. You need to look at a strategy.
Combination.
And you need to find the elements that are going to work for you. So if it's a radio ad coupled with a Google ad coupled with an incentive, or whether it's an incentive and an Instagram ad with something on Twitter, you need to look at the combination of elements that you're going to put in place and give it a fair opportunity to work for you. And fine-tune
absolutely.
It.
And I think here, as you talk about a fair opportunity, is people too often will place an ad and then pull it within a month.
Mm.
And you need, I love that expression, like to let an advert grow legs. Mm. So an advert starts serving and then it grows some legs, and just leave it. Keep optimizing your ad, but leave it grow legs and just give it some time. But I like to baby my ads like watching a newborn. Mm. You know, every couple of days I'm in there. They're on my mind.
Mm.
And I'm always thinking about the wording and how I could improve things.
Mm.
And I know that Google has some incredible features where it has recommendations. So it's actually telling you need to do this, you need to do that. How about that as an option?
Mm.
And of course, the other advertising platforms follow suit. Or like with you with radio, you said, well, how about this or how about that?
Yeah. I think the strategy that you're going to put in place, I mean, it's great that you put an ad in a newspaper or on a radio station or anywhere. If what you're offering is not desirable, you can advertise until the cows come home. So you have to make sure that what you're saying to people is what they want to hear and what they identify with. And too many people make that mistake. And they think that if they put the ad in the newspaper and people see their business name, that's going to be enough. You need to give people a bit more than that these days, because we live in a very different time. And certainly in a time where disposable income is a, and how you spend that has become a more critical decision than it was in the past. We can't afford to make mistakes anymore. We can't afford to make go out and buy something that's not the right thing. So we need to understand as advertisers where we are focusing and give it time. I always talk about radio advertising as Chinese water torture because it takes a while before those little drops start to make an impact.
Completely.
And that's essentially what it is. But it's not only radio. I mean, we're talking about online digital advertising. The same thing applies. It's when people see that thing coming up four or five times, they might not necessarily click on that banner right then. But if it's coming up in their face enough times and they know the next time they need this particular widget, ah, I saw that. And it's that recall that makes it work. And that's the background and the theory behind advertising. And it's no different on radio, in a newspaper, on online platform, word of mouth. And at the end of the day, if you don't have a product to back it up, well, then you're wasting your time anyway. So the most important thing that I heard you say this afternoon, despite all those platforms, is the fact that if your experience is good, if your product is good, if you're treating your customer like royalty, well, you know what? They're going to do the rest for you.
Absolutely. And people stay very loyal as well. If they find something that that they like, they will never leave you, like, ever.
I agree with you. I want to come back to just one term that you used earlier on, which I didn't understand, and I'm assuming, assuming most other people did understand. It's just me that's stupid. But you said a deep search. Do a deep search on Google. What is a deep search?
A deep search would just be spending time. It's almost like a technical term of just drilling down.
Yeah.
Just start with the topic that you're looking at, for example. Who would I contact at the eBucks rewards platform about my experiences? So I'd Google search the eBucks online shop. So that would be the first level. Then I would go and look at that page and I would see if I could find any contacts on there. And then would do more searches from there, or maybe I'd go on to FNB. So it just means taking it down so many levels until you actually find a contact person or a contact name, or what it is that, that you're looking for.
And not ignore the fact that there is a page two, page three, and page four.
Yes, like really search. I think especially with having a business in uncovering these stones is don't expect to have your hand held. You need to put your online advertising hat on and your digital marketing hat on, and you just need to do a whole lot of deep searching and find all of your contact details and then add it to a list and start tackling that list every day or every week. I even have a list still of things that I want to do, and I just dig into it. And I will say for some of the platforms, especially for eBucks, I think I waited 5 years to get onto that platform. So you need to have patience and you need to really want it and persevere. But once you're on that platform,
the rewards come.
The rewards come.
I've heard it said once before, somebody talked to me about Google, and they said the safest place for a murderer to hide is page two of Google search. Nobody's ever going to find you there.
How funny is that? Totally.
Odette, is that it for this afternoon?
That's it for this afternoon. I just wanted to consolidate some of the topics that we've discussed already into one feature, and I look forward to drilling deeper. Things that you've just learned that term today.
I have indeed.
Into maybe all of the Google products. Maybe we can chat about those.
I'm looking forward to that Google conversation.
There
I think
are
it's
so
gonna
many.
Be, it's probably not going to be one. It's probably going to be over like one or two
hours.
Discussions. Yeah. How do you get hold of Odette? Well, it's simple. You look for Celestial Gift, Gifts online. But the best way is go to that WhatsApp. Eh?
Yes.
And, that WhatsApp number is 084-811-9163. Is that right?
Yes.
084-811-9163. If anybody missed that and they would like it, WhatsApp me, 072-447-8044. That number you should know already. And we'll pass it on to you. Otherwise, just go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/StoneRadio. There is a post with those details on it. And Odette has got this, what do you call it? Everything in it. Linktree. You've got Linktree connected to everything so people can get hold of you. By the way, folks, I'm also just looking at this everydayshop.co.za. It looks very nice indeed. looks very, very
good
nice.
Good idea, hey? Yeah. I think that it's about where can your product stand out? Where can you shine within an environment that isn't so saturated? And that's why I think the opposition to take a lot might be a good idea for people to make contact with.
And the headline banners are quite clever because people have obviously bought those headline banners, but they're offering specials and they're offering this. So an example of what you're talking about is definitely evident on that site.
Perfect.
Odette, thank you so much for coming in this afternoon and braving the cold. But I see that you are in your warm, where did you get that thing? Overseas. Yeah.
Eh? From Takealot.
All right. Okay, folks, talking about deep searches and all that, here's the jam with Going Underground. Thank you, Odette.
Thanks, Richard.